In CI News this week, a Labour MP shows contempt for millions of voters who believe in the reality of biological sex. Backbench MPs urge the government to reform gambling legislation, and a baby born at 22 weeks and one day celebrates his second birthday. Hello, welcome to CI News on the 25th of July. I'm Rhys Kerner. A Labour MP has revealed his contempt for the millions of voters who believe in biological sex, calling them swivel-eyed and not very well. Tim Rocker, who is openly gay, made the comments during an event called Queering Academia, hosted by the University of Westminster, in video footage shared with The Telegraph.
We can't look like the alternative version of the transphobes. No. Because they, I mean, the best argument against them is a conversation with them.
Yes.
Because they look swivel-eyed and honestly, they're not very well people, I don't think, the ones that I've met.
He also criticised the Supreme Court for its landmark ruling upholding the definition of woman in the Equality Act and the Equality and Human Rights Commission for releasing guidance saying men must not be allowed access to women's spaces, regardless of how they identify.
I challenged the Equalities Watchdog after that very depressing Supreme Court judgment. And again, leadership is also about recognising there's a fight and there's a struggle. I think we shouldn't be afraid of using those words. The EHRC is clearly led by somebody who is not a friend of our community, in my view. I want to make sure the next head of the EHRC is somebody who is a friend of our community.
Journalist Joe Bartosz commented, "Let's be clear, by transphobes, Rocker doesn't mean violent thugs who want to crucify cross-dressers. He means you. He means the average British voter who believes that biological sex exists. The parents alarmed that teachers are telling their daughters they are born in the wrong body if they like playing with trucks. The people campaigning to stop male sex offenders from being housed in female prisons. The detransitioners left scarred by medical experiments masquerading as care. To Rocker," she added, "all of them, all of us, are unhinged." A three-year-old has experienced signs of puberty after exposure to her father's sex change drugs. The father was undergoing hormone treatment to make him appear more feminine, using a gel which he applied to his skin daily. The parents sought medical help after their toddler started developing breasts, and a subsequent investigation linked it to extended skin-to-skin contact between the child and her father. He is now taking the drugs via a patch, and his daughter's symptoms have regressed. The doctors urged that people undergoing gender transitions should be thoroughly informed of the risks of transmission, especially those with children. The case report stated that sexual development due to secondhand exposure to sex steroids is known, but sparsely reported. It concluded that patients with children must be warned of the risk. Campaigner Katie Faust lamented, "The fiction that he could change sex damaged his daughter's body." Backbench MPs are urging the government to reform gambling legislation in order to better protect individuals from gambling-related harm. Around 1.3 million adults in Britain are thought to directly experience gambling harm, while an estimated 85,000 young people aged 11 to 18 are also problem gamblers. The cross-party group led by Sir Ian Duncan-Smith has proposed replacing the Gambling Act 2005 with new legislation which will place greater restrictions on gambling operators, as well as reducing the volume and ubiquity of adverts. Dr. Becky Cooper, Labour MP for Worthing West, said, "I think a new Gambling Act will be needed to meet our manifesto commitment to reducing gambling-related harm. To future-proof a new Gambling Act, as with the tobacco industry before it, we need to be able to ban the most harmful products, remove all advertising aimed at children, and stop sports marketing that minimises the harmful nature of this addictive product." And finally, a baby born at 22 weeks and one day has celebrated his second birthday by visiting the neonatal intensive care unit that saved his life. The boy, named Tuff, was born at Wellstar Kenistone Hospital in the US state of Georgia, weighing just over 1 pound. Staff at the hospital were overjoyed to see him thriving 2 years on from his premature birth. Mum Michaela Bourne shared that at one point they were preparing Tuff's funeral arrangements. Now she describes him as a wild man, the epitome of a crazy toddler. She said her son is a fighter and that the family is blessed. NICU Dr. Shay Evans shared how she was impacted by Tuff's story.
Tuff is just
a kid that just inspires everyone. I think about him and his little tiny self when he came out, and then the kid he is today running around.
To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.